Welcome to episode 3 of the Chamber Members Podcast, where we interview a new member chamber every week. During this episode, we'll have a business tip of the week, some chamber announcements, and an interview with our special guest, Mike Galena, with the Altman Health Foundation. First, our business tip of the week brought to you by SPS Consulting Systems. Sean, what do we got?
Hi, everyone. This is Sean Hetrick, SPS Consulting Systems. We've been going over the SWOT. So 2 weeks ago, we did the strengths. Last week, we did weaknesses. This week, we're going to do opportunities. So the definition of opportunity is external factors that represent potential growth or areas for improvement. So really what you want to do is you want to make a list and kind of think about this. Think about your business. Think about, you know, potential new markets, potential new services, you know, really areas that you can improve to be better at. And once you make that little list, I take it one step further and start to develop a small strategy for each one of those. So start to write down how you would do this. And this kind of helps build this and starts to help you grow and help you really develop that plan to go forward with. Again, I'm Sean Hetrick, SPS Consulting Systems.
Thank you, Sean. Mike, thanks for joining us this week.
Awesome to be with you guys. Andres and Sean, thank you for what you're doing, both professionally with each of you individually, but then professionally for our Chamber of Commerce. So joy to be with you and certainly a joy to celebrate you. So glad to be a part of it.
Awesome. Thank you.
You bet.
So Mike, I know you've been heavily involved in the community in one way or another for many, many years. Can you give us a brief recap of your journey and a little bit about your current role with the Altman Health Foundation?
Yeah, it's awesome. Most folks will see Altman and AltCare on that screen. They'll say, well, Mike's been in healthcare his entire career. Actually not. I was a 30-year educator. So born and raised in Minerva, University of Mount Union grad, baseball player there, got right into teaching at Alliance City Schools, coaching football and basketball. Then I returned to Minerva, coached and taught. Then I became a building principal, then the superintendent of Minerva Local Schools for 11 years, and then my final 8 years in education where I was the superintendent of North Canton City Schools. So most folks say, how'd you get to healthcare? Well, as part of my role with the education world, I was sitting on the AltCare Board of Directors representing 22 school districts. So that's how I landed in the Altman AltCare family. They said, hey, Mike, we know you can retire at 30 years. Would you be interested in coming on and doing some leadership development and community engagement? And so I'm in my 11th year with the Altman Health Foundation.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It means I'm old, guys. I can do that math right away. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You don't look a day past 50.
Well, thank goodness. Being short has its advantages. Although I tell everybody I was 6'2", 205 when I became a superintendent, this is what's left of me.
There you go.
So from what I understand, the Altman Health Foundation is made up of three main branches. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of how that came to be and walk us through the different channels for that?
Yeah, it's a really cool story, and I'll condense it down to just a couple of quick paragraphs. 1890 goes all the way back to two great ladies, if you can believe that. Most guys have to understand that behind us are great women. And so right out of the gate, it's the true story about Altman. It was Cornelius Altman, who was a farmer, but an entrepreneur, and he invented so many things. So in the farm world, he was a genius. But he had capital. And so his daughter and wife decided there needs to be healthcare in Canton, Ohio. 1890, they have this idea. 4.5 acres they purchase on what is now the existing site of the large Altman Hospital. So Take that math, over 130 years ago, those two ladies had an idea, and it was all about serving the community. And to this day, it's the same, serving the community.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. So that's the whole idea of the foundation. But then you're right, Andres. We have things that roll up underneath it. We've got a healthcare delivery system, which is most folks say that's the hospital and the doctors and all those offices. But we have a health insurance plan, too, that rolls up under. It's called AltCare. And we have Altman College that has over 300 students who connect to LPN, to BSN, to social work degrees, to any certificate program you can think that attaches to healthcare. So that big Altman Health Foundation's the umbrella, but the delivery system, which is what we're used to seeing for care, rolls up under it. The health plan rolls up under it, and the college rolls up under it. It's really elaborate, really cool. Yeah. What a concept. The two ladies are probably still smiling.
Yeah, for sure they are. It's just so great, you know, it's community-minded and just those opportunities that are out there for both people that want to get into the healthcare space and then just to provide for the local community and in those services. It's just, it's a great thing to have in this area.
Spot on, Sean. It's just so important to know that you can get great health care here. And Cleveland Clinic is a mile and a half from us, so two great systems where you can be in certain states that you have to drive an hour, hour and a half to get to one healthcare facility. So this community is blessed, as you shared, just to have the services that we have.
You guys have a pretty big network for your delivery system, don't you? A lot of doctors, a lot of facilities, something in Maslin. You know, tell us a little bit about that.
Boy, it's a great thought. There's over 7,000 employees and 12 counties it serves. And then inside of that, there's doctor's offices, I would say hospitals or care delivery spots, the Altman Now, all of those things. So it would go from Alliance Community, so Altman Alliance Community, come all the way across to Altman Orville.
Okay.
So
I realize it was all the way in Orville.
All the way across to east to west and then down to Pomeran in Holmes County. Oh, wow. Then you have Maslin, and of course, the main campus there in Canton. And then lots of employed physicians, medical groups that all connect to that. So east to west, north to south, it's a pretty elaborate system for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So as far as the insurance side, AllCare, how do people, I know, you know, they do individual plans on the marketplace. How do people, you know, get connected to insurance product to help their families?
Well, you think about the insurance program and it encompasses so many things. You have group insurance plans, which typically think those are your companies. The Timkins or the Diebolds that buy insurance for their employees, they connect through their broker through the group side. But to your point, Andres, the individual side can be grabbed through the healthcare.gov. You can come right through a broker to AltCare directly. And you can even, at age 65 and over, we have what's called our primetime health plan.
Okay.
So we can actually have a person in the alt care world from the time they're born till the time they would pass.
Nice.
And there's a way through the system to always keep you connected. And that was the idea of alt care. You know, again, 38 years ago, the idea of providing a local health plan to compete against bigger health plans who were working on a margin basis of about 7.5%. Alt care was designed to go at 0% to 1% margin. And those dollars then that were leaving the community to the larger plans now stay in the community and go right back into salaries, into better plans, into those companies contributing to community efforts. So you can see how the regeneration of keeping dollars local was really born out of the idea of alt care.
Oh, absolutely. And there's a lot of dollars in health insurance. You know, when you tie that in with the delivery system, it's, I mean, it adds millions and millions of dollars throughout the years.
For sure. I think the word billion even attached at different times when you put it all together, when you aggregate that impact,
that's true.
It's for sure. Just on the AltCare side, it's been $750 million of savings just using that 7.5% down to 1% over the course of the 38 years. Wow. You just use the difference and do the macro math. It's an amazing story.
Yeah, it really is.
So from what I understand, you guys have a pretty nice program for chamber members as far as small business owners from, you know, 1 to 49 employees. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, Andre, thank you for bringing that up. You see the Canton Regional Chamber on there along with our logos. It was a great concept to say, how do you get small businesses, which is typically what chambers are serving the most, into good health plans? So it's called a MEWA, a multiple employer healthcare arrangement. So multiple employer healthcare arrangement. And what they do with that is one employee up to 49, so it's by design and it's regulated. And the idea is, can we get you into a group health plan by combining all those small ones into that MEWA program? And that has grown to 500 companies and over 7,000 lives.
Wow.
So individual small companies can tap into this group plan, and there are 17 different plan options for them. So it's economical, it protects them, and there is a variety of options for the employee base. So we're excited that we've partnered with the Chamber on this program. And it, again, keeps local dollars local and supports small businesses.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot cheaper than going on the healthcare.gov and signing up your little business through that. Because
the exposure to that, Andres, is so spot on. You can take your company, small as it is, and you're buying a health plan for maybe, in total lives, 70 lives. Well, if you're exposed to a premature birth or a transplant need, that's almost cost prohibitive for a company. They just can't do it. So the larger 7,000 life group can protect you against that.
Yeah.
So great work by the Chamber, and All care, again, being handy. That's that community mindedness. We'd say we can design something and we'll go to work on it together.
Yeah, it just makes it makes it able for companies like mine to be able to provide healthcare. Otherwise, the cost would just be astronomical.
So it's really great. You live it directly. So yeah, you think it's me and maybe one other employee and my wife and kids. Yeah. So how do we manage that? Well, right. the me was an awesome alternative to that. We always start by use their broker,
yep.
spend time, but do the research every year. Check it out.
Awesome.
So can you tell us a little about what the Altman Foundation is currently, how they're currently engaging in the community?
Yep, you've got the Altman Health Foundation. So community-minded, right back from our mission, leading our community to improved health. And the word health is not just, I'd say, physical health. It can be economic health, mental, emotional health, school district health. So the whole idea of the Altman Health Foundation is to live to the mission, leading our community to improved health. And so what we do is look for ways through the foundation to reach back out. The college has its ways that it reaches through career days and activities at schools and managing through a pipeline. The insurance program has a really cool thing called Alt Caring in the Community, where our employees go out and volunteer hours to domestic violence, to Special Olympics,
that's great.
To First Tee.
That's awesome.
And then you've got the delivery system. We're always looking for ways to reach back out and support the community because of the expertise that we have.
That's great. That's very involved mm-hmm. in the community. I see you guys in chamber events and helping out all the time too. So it's nice that, you know, you provide so much for small businesses and in the local community.
Thanks for noticing that right away. And no, it's truly part of our DNA. We wrap right around how do we help our local community, particularly the small business, because those are the folks that have really built this foundation over that course of 130 plus years.
So as members of the Canton Regional Chamber, we're always looking to promote and support each other and do business with one another. Are there any chamber members that you'd like to give a shout out to?
Always love those shout outs. So oftentimes you would think the people that you do business with most. So I'll give a shout out to the 2,100 companies that say yes to All Care.
There you go.
To the 7,000 employees who say yes to being a part of our family, and the 120,000 lives-ish that Alt Care serves. So I would shout back out because knowing those are chamber members that wrap around those each and every day. And then certainly those groups that jump in and do activities with us through the Stark Forum, through the chamber's work with the Enshrinement Week, any of those spots, we just say thank you for being community-minded. So our shout-out is a big, big blanket with a big warmth around it to say, well done, community.
Thank you. So Mike, it was a pleasure getting to know you and a little bit more about the Altman Health Foundation. You really kind of opened my eyes of kind of everything that's involved in the delivery system, the insurance, and the educational part, you know, funneling the next nurses and doctors into the system. And I can see that, I mean, it really thrives, makes, you know, Canton area thrive when you have those local dollars spent locally and refunneling and promoting small businesses. So, you know, we're really thankful for this organization in our backyard and, appreciate you having you on.
It was awesome. Thank Joy you. To be with you. And thanks for catching how much community is so special to the heartbeat of what we do every day.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You bet, guys. Thank you.
Up next, we have a couple chamber announcements to focus on. So June 21st, we'll be having a Quick Connect luncheon. It starts at 11:30. It's going to be held at the La Pizzeria. Make sure you come a little bit early and mingle. We usually have a lot of people. How many people do we normally have there, Sean?
I think the last one there was 100.
100?
Yeah. There's anywhere from 60 to 100. And it's a really great event. There's also another thing where if you bring a $15 door prize, you can give a 30-second commercial, which is really great because you reach that mass of people with your word and what your services are and what you provide.
Always great. Always great to mingle with new people. And, you know, you can see me there. I'm sure I'll be there. Sean will be there.
I'll be there.
We can introduce you to new people if you're shy. we'll get you connected. And then after that, we have June 22nd, we have the Stark Forum discussing drivers of workforce health. So you can visit the cantonchamber.org, get some more information about that. I think that's an event you can also view virtually. So you can log in and see that great discussion there. So that wraps up episode 3. Next week, we're going to have Spotlight Sean with SBS Consultant. Yep. So don't miss that. And we'll see you soon.
Thank you.